possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Rooker came out recently and said he was told the A's aren't going to trade him, but the A's are built on lies anyway, so I don't think anyone necessarily buys that. Brent Rooker is what you think Mark Vientos can be. Except Mark is 4 years younger and can actually play a position. And right. So I don't know if I love it. Now, in the short term, Brent Rooker's your DH because he's a DH. Mm-hmm. He doesn't play the field very often. So is he coming here and pushing someone to DH? Who's he pushing to DH? You're going to stick him in left and Nimmo in center? Boy, you want a terrible defensive outfield. There you right. go. So if Brent Rooker's ever acquired, he's just a DH. Vientos is years younger, makes less money. Last year showed us he has the potential of what Brent Rooker could become and can actually play a position. So even that trade I don't love. I got to tell you, I don't even think it would be enough to get him. I'm just telling you my kind of issues with it. It feels like you're just trading him for a more expensive, older, more proven version of a guy that doesn't play a position.
Right.
Jack is calling from Wilton, Connecticut. Good afternoon, Jack.
Good afternoon. How are you guys?
We're good. Good, man. What's up?
Nothing. Well, I'm calling to talk Yankees trade deadline, but just one quick thing on the Jeter thing. Susan Waldman already corrected this story on BT and Sal last week. It's his daughter's birthday.
Yep.
But once the story gets out, Derek Jeter, we are always looking to find dents in the armor for Jeter. We never hear the actual story. We just see the headlines,
mm-hmm.
and it's like a retraction in politics. Now this is a horrible thing. You know, about my opponent, and then we'll retract it on page 19. That's sort of what this feels like.
You know what I think the problem, though, too, was with the Jeter story? When Susan said that with BT last week, it was met with a skepticism
mm-hmm.
from Yankee fans that, not that it isn't true, but that it's a cover for why he doesn't want to go to Old Timers Day.
Right.
And the reality is this. I said to you I'm skeptical in terms of I don't think he ever wants to bat again. He's made comments about that in the past. If Derek says that's not true, he has a chance to prove it's not true in the next couple of years. Go play Old Timers Day. Tape will exist. I sit here on July 28th thinking we're never going to see Derek Jeter lace him up again. And that's okay. I don't think we have to be pissed at him about it. I think we want to hear him say it. Like, yeah, I don't want to do it. And I mentioned this last week to form a little whataboutisms. David Wright's not showing up to Mets Old Timers Day. And no one's making a peep about it.
Right.
Now,
why not?
I think there's two reasons.
Because they feel bad for him because he had back injuries?
I think that's a part of it.
Hmm.
I think there's this, you know what, the guy's got a bad back. He could still show up. And I think the other thing that's saving David for now is that he just had a big shindig. But I think as the years go on, if David continues to no-show Old Timers Day or the Alumni Classic, whatever they want to call it, I think eventually we're going to hear these same calls on WFAN. Hmm. Can you believe this, David Wright?
Oh, that's ridiculous.
The idea that anybody could get mad at anybody.
I agree. It's ridiculous for David Wright. It's ridiculous for Derek Jeter. Because who cares? You don't want to go run around on the field, then don't.
And you know who doesn't care? The fans.
No.
Because I've been to enough of these Yankee ones, and they're all inside stands and Billy's drinking. They're on Old Timers Day in front of 10,000 fans
right.
that are in the stadium for the game.
See, we need to change that. Like, I love the Old Timers game. I was so glad when the Mets brought it back a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when the game is going on, we need to be there watching.
I agree.
I don't want to see that on YES, and that's this weekend, right? It's next weekend.
Next weekend, up against a giant preseason game.
Ooh, lovely. Well,
that's a battle for, like, five people.
Well, no, it's not.
I mean, it's a battle for you, and I respect that, probably Tiki, but most people are going to be like, it's a preseason game. I'll DVR it, or I won't watch it, period.
You wouldn't rather watch Jackson Dart's debut than be at Old Timers Day?
So if this was me, in terms of it was a Jet debut in preseason versus the Alumni Classic, I would absolutely DVR the Jet preseason game. That's how I treat preseason to begin with. I DVR it.
I agree.
It's a pre-freaking season,
but
bro.
But wouldn't you agree you're an outlier with the DVR stuff?
In terms of... Well, okay, would you not agree that you're an outlier in terms of caring about preseason football?
Yes, however, I do think this is a different... I think anytime you have a first-round quarterback and you know they're going to play in the preseason, and right. there's 162 baseball games, I do think in that scenario, especially with fan bases as combined as the Yankees and Giants, more people are going to care about the Dart game.
And it's not just Dart, it's Carter, it's Scatterbloom. Yeah. They have a lot of rookies that I think are generating a ton of buzz that we want to watch. That being said, it's preseason. You can watch the highlights and still get the same type of vibe.
Just telling you. So,
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
If you were offered Old Timers Day tickets, like great Old Timers Day tickets, and by the way, you can come on the field and watch it from the dugout, would you say, boy, this is tough, I got to watch Jackson Dart's Giant preseason debut?
No, I would not go to Old Timers Day.
Wow!
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah. Now, I can't watch either, unfortunately, but yeah, I would not go to Old Timers
Day. So with Giant preseason games, you have to watch them all live? Like, that's an absolute can't miss a snap. I got to be live.
What he's saying is, why would you watch it on replay?
Watch what on replay?
The preseason game.
Because you want to watch it. Like, I get wanting to watch Jackson Dart's debut.
It's one thing to watch a regular season game, to watch a preseason game.
Yes, on DVR?
Yeah.
There's more of a reason to.
No,
you were talking about summer weekends before, how important they are. Now you're willing to throw one away to watch a preseason game.
This is a whole different argument. I don't like the idea of daytime football preseason games anyway.
Right.
But all preseasons are not created equal. I do think if you're a giant Yankee fan, there is something different about this preseason and the anticipation of watching
Jackson Dart. I'm not disagreeing with the fact that it matters a little bit more because there is that anticipatory factor. I'm just surprised that you're throwing away Old Timers Day for a preseason game you could DVR.
I
respect it.
I've also been to a million Old Timers Days. You know what I mean?
I respect it. You know, I'm missing Old Timers Day, too. The Mets one.
Why?
Have I told you about this situation? Oh, you don't know. You don't know. All right. So, and I can't wait for Old Timers Day or the Alumni Classic. So as soon as I saw the date was Saturday, September 13th, I was worried because my oldest son's birthday is 2 days earlier. And I just know we're in birthday party zone on that Saturday. And so I told my wife as soon as the day came out, and she said, well, I don't know what to tell you. There's a really good chance the birthday is going to be that day.
Right.
And there's nothing I can do about it. And that's exactly what happened. My son's birthday is like a four-hour extravaganza, doing a big birthday shindig. It's like a joint birthday with other kids who have similar birthdays. So the idea is, hey, let's make a big one, which I understand. We'll see how it goes. I'm skeptical of this. But it's like, you know what? All right, it's a worthy idea.
Yeah.
But it's going to happen during Old Timers Day. And so my wife already gave me that, you know, if it means that much to you, as soon as I was like, baby, I ain't going.
Yeah, you can't. She's giving you enough rope to hang yourself on that
The only thing that will create issues, and she knows it, and I know it, and that's why I'm praying it doesn't happen, is Old Timers Day, the Alumni Classic, is against the Texas Rangers.
Oh, boy.
We better pray that Jacob DeGrom is not pitching that Saturday.
Be honest, you've counted.
I've doubted.
You have. I knew you have. You sick, sick man.
So I'm with you. I'm probably going to miss Old Timers Day too. But I think my excuse is a little bit more valid than I need to see Jackson Dart throw a meaningless pass in a preseason game that I'll forget about 6 days later.
I'm the godfather in a christening. I'm not seeing either. So I want to make that clear. Mm. I'm just saying if given the opportunity to get tickets, I would not. I would rather stay home and watch both.
What did you just say?
I am not watching either. What? I cannot see either.
What just happened here?
I told you.
I thought you were making the argument for Giants preseason.
The
football.
Argument was if I was given tickets, I would not go.
So you can't watch the Giant preseason game either?
Matter of fact, I have something going on during all three Giants preseason games this year. I won't see any of them live.
Wow. So you're going to do what I said?
Yes. I'm just saying under normal years, I watch every preseason.
Even a Thursday night one?
I'm in Lake George. It's an Amazon Prime game. How the hell am I watching it?
Wow.
By the way, Evan, you had an out, and maybe you tried to use it.
Go
I'm
ahead.
Surprised you didn't.
What's up?
Who wouldn't want to have their birthday party at Citi Field? I'm surprised you didn't try to parlay Jets' birthday at Citi Field. You know, you have all the kids there. They can run around. They can go to Kitty Park or whatever it's called, Kitty Field.
I'll tell you why. I know that you would try this if you were a father. I'm not as selfish as you think I am.
Hold on a second. They're not going to enjoy a day at Citi Field?
No, I think that Jet, as a soon-to-be 9-year-old, was laser-focused on the kind of party he wanted to have. And as much as he loves going to Met games with Dad, it wasn't going to be that. And I would never even offer it because I know that's such a self-serving move. And even I wouldn't do that.
I meant have all his friends there. I meant, can you have a birthday party celebration at Citi Field? I feel like you can.
It's probably a heavy ticket, though.
Well, I'll tell you this.
It's not cheap.
When I was a kid, that's exactly what I wanted to do. Mm. When I was 11, 12, and 13, I think 3 years in a row, my birthday party was at Shea Stadium.
That's what I'm saying.
But that's me. That's something I wanted to do.
Okay.
It is still my son's birthday. It's up to him. And I wouldn't even bring it up because I don't think it's that appealing. I really don't. As fun as going to Citi Field is. I just don't think that would
work.
You
know what I heard? I heard he just doesn't want to pay for it.
Oh,
that's what I just heard.
Trust me, I paid enough for tickets. I'd pay for it.
True.
There was a game recently where I bought like extra tickets around me. money ain't the issue.
Right.
It's selfishness. Like, I think you would do it if you were a dad. I'm not sure about Sean. Like, would you manipulate your daughters into a selfish birthday party that would benefit you?
I did it last year. My daughter's birthday fell on a football Sunday, and we made it a watching football birthday party.
I mean, this is a problem.
Yeah, but you didn't take her to a football game.
No, but, you know,
that's
she got
different.
Like, yeah, footballs is giveaways. And
how did you make her party a football watching birthday party? She's 5 or 4, whatever the age is.
They played games while everybody else watched football, and it was football themed.
Yeah, now that's selfish.
I mean, come on.
So you just weren't absentee. You just weren't there.
Look, that's my wife's issue. You wanted to have babies during football season. I'm absentee.
He's crazy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.